Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is September 4th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in 1 Samuel chapter 28, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Ezekiel chapter 7, and Psalm 45. So let's get into the Word this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me in battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore I will make thee keeper of mine head forever. And now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together and they pitched at Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dream nor by Urim nor by prophets. And then said Saul unto his servant, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And wherefore then liest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up to thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And then he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said unto Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. And therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. And then Samuel said, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord has departed from thee, and has become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even unto David, because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek. And therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. And moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with thee. And the Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. And then Saul fell straightway along the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, Behold, thine handmaiden hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words, which thou spakest unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken all thou also unto the voice of thine handmaiden, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused, and said, I will not eat. But his servants together with the woman compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. And so he arose from the earth, and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in her house, and she hastened and killed it, and took flour, and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof, and she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. And then they rose up and went away that night. That was 1 Samuel chapter 28. Let's move on over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 this morning. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not apostles unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this, Have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister or wife, as well as other apostles and the other brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Nor I only and Barnabas have not power to forbear working. Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charge? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man? Or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. And doth God take care for the oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. And if we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things. And if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about the holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done among you. For it were written for me to die, for it were better for me to die, than that a man should make my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Then unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? And so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. And I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, and so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Ezekiel chapter 7. Ezekiel chapter 7 this morning. Ezekiel chapter 7. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, An end, the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense unto thee all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense the ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, An evil, and only evil, behold, is come. An end is come, the end is come. It watcheth for thee, behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways, and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. And ye know, and ye shall know, that I am the Lord that smiteth. Behold the day, behold, it is come, the morning is gone forth, the rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded, violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs, neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for the wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to battle, for my wrath is upon the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence, and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valley, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. And shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and their detestable things therein. And therefore have I set it far from them, and I will give it unto the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence, and wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their house, and I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. And then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancients. And the king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. And I will do unto them after their way, according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. That was Ezekiel chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 45. Psalm 45 this morning. Grab a drink of my coffee. Psalm 45. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, for the son of Korah Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips, and therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in the majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, and whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is thy right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And all thy garments shall smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. And so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord, and worship thou him. The daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is wrought gold. She shall be brought into the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palaces. Instead of thy fathers shall be the children whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations, and therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, September 4th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that off. I will have, for those of you who I mentioned before about the prizes for the 200th day, I finally have them. So if I don't see you today, if you're in church, I will make sure to have them for you today. So just make sure you come and see me, and I will get that to you. Otherwise, I will get it to you another time. But that said, make sure that you keep on making the comments, making reactions to the videos so that I know who has watched each and every day. And I really appreciate you all tuning in each and every day with me. It's not so much about the prizes. The real prize is getting in the habit of doing this. And we've been doing it now going on month 9 of 2022, so that's a really cool thing. But today is the Lord's Day, so I want to encourage you to join us at 9:15 for Sunday school this morning. We have Sunday school for all ages, including an adult Bible class. We're going through the book of Colossians right now, and so encourage you all to come on out to that. We also have our regular worship service today at 10:30. We're going to be having a baby dedication today, as well as celebrating the ordinance of communion. So make sure that you're here for that. But that said, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us, another Lord's Day where we can come and worship you together in spirit and in truth. And pray, God, that we would do just that. I pray, God, that we would all gather today and hear your word preached and just be encouraged through it and by it and be challenged, God, to live our lives, Lord, for the next week for your glory's sake. But give us a good day in you. Thank you so much for this word. Bless it to the reading. And, Lord, I just thank you so much for all of it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you in a little bit.